Welcome to Pearls of Wisdom. This is a place where we dig deep into the scriptures. We look for guidance from the Word of God, because that's the greatest place of wisdom.
Well, Dr. Paul Coupe is back in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Z, and good afternoon to all our listeners.
So last week you came and you spoke, a word which was so encouraging, that really brought us back to the truth of the Word of God, that right. Waiting on God is a season that we're going to go through as believers. It's necessary and it has benefits, right?
Right.
And you taught us on how to wait on God. Because sometimes we think we're waiting on God. Meanwhile, we're just out here stressing. We're just out here, frustrated. But I believe we continue the series on being still and knowing that He is God today.
Right, because we don't actually know what it means to be still and know that He is God. And, of course, the scripture comes from Psalm 46, verses 9 to 11. We know it in our head. We even sing about it. Be still and know that I am God. But
I think we could start a band also. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, Shapa part to come. Let me hear your alto.
We'll surprise them with an album.
Yes,
come on now.
Yes, you never know what can come out of these discussions. But we sing about it and we sing with all our little breath and everything. But in terms of practicing it, we don't know how to practice it. We don't want to practice it because, waiting is not something we're accustomed to, as I said previously, that we just like to have things and we want to have them now. And so you can never be still without putting the flesh down. You've got to, because flesh always wants stuff and it wants it now and it demands stuff. So you'll never really master the art of being still and knowing His God until you really learn to subjugate the flesh and carnality and carnal desires. Yeah. So that's part of what we've been talking about. And I do want to read Psalms 46, 9 to 11, which talks about that. And from verse 9, it says, He makes wars to cease throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields in the fire. And then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God.
Amen.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted over the earth. The Lord of hosts, as verse 11, the Lord of hosts is with us.
Sure.
The God of Jacob is our fortress, Selah.
Amen.
So here it is. It's literally telling us why we need to be still. It's basically saying, because God's got this.
Yeah.
It's reminding us of who God is. And last time, on the series, we talked about waiting upon the Lord. Part of being still means waiting upon the Lord. On this little series, today's talk, I want us to talk about knowing and learning how to be still means trusting God.
Amen.
Because ultimately, our failure to actually be still, to be still and know that He's God, means we don't trust God. We're still busy trying to trust in ourselves.
Yeah.
Trust in our ability to extricate ourselves from a very terrible situation. Trust in our intelligence. We want to trust in our intelligence. We want to trust in our qualifications. I'm trained in the field of law, and lawyers more than anybody. I know this from personal experience, because we are taught in law school to resolve situations.
Yeah.
We're taught to look for solutions in a legal way. And God had to take me through a journey of letting go and not just trusting in my own legal ability or my own legal qualifications to extricate myself or to deal with issues where I wanted to deal with them legally. Let's go to court. Everything will be let's go. I'll see you in court. Everything must be resolved in court. And literally, God had to kind of retrain me to say, no. You can't resolve every situation in court. And so we have to learn to hand over a lot of situations, hand them over to God and trust that God's got this. God's got this. And like I say, Psalm 46 literally describes who He is.
Amen.
So our ability to be still not only lies in learning how to wait upon the Lord, which we spoke about Isaiah 40:31, but also learning to trust in God. Yes. And there's no way that you can trust God if you don't know who he is.
That's right.
So we need to take time. And in this scripture, it's telling us who is God. It's like, this is God. He knows how to make wars to cease. So if there's a war going on in your life, whatever war it is, God is the one who's able to make that war to cease. Maybe the war is with your drug addicted child. He is the one who is able to know how to make that drug addiction war cease. And, you know, I mean, I'm talking about this. I can tell you my own personal experience as a young girl in law school. You know, I went to law school at the age of 19. I was a party girl. I was doing my parties and drinks and everything to a level where I would almost say that, you know, almost like an alcoholic. You know, but God delivered 1983.
Amen.
And, you know, as a third year law student, talking about 41 years ago, God, one day I met God coming straight from a party. And so he made that war, that alcoholic war that was in my life to cease. And 41 years later, I'm still here.
Amen.
Still here celebrating God. So whatever war, it may not be a drug addicted war. It may not be an alcohol war. But whatever war you may find yourself in, we need to trust God because he's able to make that war cease. And he's able to break the bow and shatter the spear, and he burns the shields in fire. And then and so why we need to trust him? Why? Verse 11 tells us why also. Because the Lord of hosts, he's with us.
Hallelujah.
Now, when it talks about him as the Lord of hosts, it is talking like military terms, army terms. And who are the hosts? The hosts are the hosts of the angels.
Yes.
So the Lord of hosts, he's in military format. He's able to make the war cease. He's the God of Jacob, and he is our fortress. He is our strong tower. So we can trust in him. And I leave you with this word, just in terms of trusting him. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 tells us how to trust in him. It says, trust in the Lord, not partially, not sometimes, not next year.
Yeah.
But trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then a very important part of the scripture says, lean not to thy own understanding.
That's right.
So we like to figure things out. We want to work things out. We want to use our own understanding. And the thing is, God is he's a mysterious God. He works in mysterious ways. You know, this is God who will make a smelly shepherd boy king. It doesn't make sense. He'll make an orphan girl queen. It just does not make sense. So we can't always trust on our own logic. We can't trust on our own reasoning. And that's, again, as a lawyer, I had to abandon a lot of my legal reasoning because, you know, God just doesn't always work according to our understanding.
Yeah.
He does things mysteriously in his own way. And we need to trust that he's got this.
Amen.
And that he will do it in his way.
Amen.
And in his own timing. And so we need to do that. And, you know, we the scripture ends by saying, in all your ways, submit to him.
Amen.
So that's how we be still. That's how we're going to be able to be still and know that he is God, by submitting to him. And he will make our ways, our path straight, our ways straight.
Amen.
So if you're still holding on to everything and you just want to submit to your logic, your reasoning, your understanding, you're not going to be able to be still. You're going to be in worry mode, in zone worry, in zone
stress,
frustration, in zone anxiety, in lane, you know, I'm frustrated, all of those. That's the road, the lane you're going to be traveling in.
Yeah.
But when you know that God's got this, then you can sleep lekker at night.
Amen.
You know, when you know that God's your provider, you can sleep properly at night. So yes, trusting God is the way that we can be still. and know that he is God, because we trust him, because we know who he is. Yeah. We know that he's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God who provides for us. We know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above our hope expectations.
Amen.
We know that he's the creator, the same one who created the whole world and created us, and that he loves us unconditionally, that he's not going to abandon us. So
Amen.
All those things are things that will help us understand that he is in control. He has a plan. And the last thing I want to say on this is to say, please also remember that his plan may not necessarily be our plan.
But we trust his plan, right?
That's let's trust in his plan. That's right. Trust in his plan.
Yep.
Trust in his plan, because his plan will work. So trust in his plan. Sarah didn't trust in his plan. She made her own Somor Tatama Chance backup plan, and she lived to regret it. So trust his plan.
Dr. Pearl, thank you so much as always.